Yeah.
This is Edgar Hoover, Mr.
Mm-hmm.
I want to let you know first, the governor has issued a statement along the lines suggested.
Good.
And has also indicated that he will give every assistance, that even to the extent of calling out the National Guard to aid in any search that we might desire.
Good.
And that he'll support us in every way he possibly can.
Good.
Now, I talked to the Secretary of Defense, and he's placed at our disposal a plane which has taken the two laboratory men, and they will arrive at Meridian, Mississippi at midnight. Otherwise, we couldn't have got down there until tomorrow morning.
Good.
We have moved all the inside of the car from the place the car was found to Meridian, where the experts will make the examination immediately upon their arrival.
Mm.
Now, it's the impression of the agents who have removed the material, most of which are ashes and all kinds of debris. There were no bones that could be found, although bones would burn on a fire as hot as that. However, there were no dental plates or anything of that type that normally would not burn.
Mm.
So the offhand presumption is that the bodies were not in the car.
Mm.
However, we will not know that definitely until the laboratory men tomorrow, by midnight, we'll make the examination, and I'll have word the first thing in the morning.
Fine. Thank you.
Then we, of course, have to start the search for where they are or who did this thing.
Mm. Any information I get, if they call you tonight or in the morning, you call me.
Yes, I will, Mr.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
Thank you.